The Western New York Land Conservancy is working on a project that will convert a former rail line and adjacent industrial land into a multi-use trail. It'll run from the Metro Rail shop at the foot of Main Street downtown to Riverbend in South Buffalo.
We will have a 1.5-mile long ribbon of green along the DL&W corridor that connects the terminal and brings canal sides 1.5 million visitors all the way to the Buffalo River right across from Solar City.
Nancy Smith is the Conservancy's executive director. She says it's an amazing opportunity, 60 years in the making, to reimagine and reuse the DL&W rail corridor. Smith says one possibility is creating a linear park that will connect neighbors and nature.
That will be a key feature of the project, that it'll be a place that you can walk on a path and there's a great blue heron flying overhead. So it'll be a place to celebrate native plants and monarch butterflies. And the river is also hugely important. It'll be a place to reconnect and enjoy the Buffalo River waterfront.
Another feature of the project, Smith says, is enhancing the economic vibrancy of the neighborhood and the region.
Projects like this enhance property values, boost home ownership, and enhance businesses along the corridor. So it'll not only improve economic vibrancy, but also the health of residents as we all get outside and walk and bike, and just strengthening Buffalo's renaissance in general.
The Land Conservancy has been meeting with neighbors and community leaders since the fall. Smith says a vision plan should be complete by May, and they plan to launch a design competition this coming summer. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.